in the days before the event. He had the whole world wondering if he would show up. Plane after plane waited on the runway while he napped or took walks and ate sandwiches. Henry Kissinger called an exum to go for his country's honor. Soon after arriving, he offended the Icelanders by calling the country inadequate because it had no bowling alleys. He complained about the TV cameras, about the lighting, by the table and chairs, and the contrast of the squares on the board. His hotel room, he said, had too nice a view. None of this had anything to do with chess, of course. Maybe it did. If he won, he'd be the first American world champion in history. If he lost, he'd just be another Potter from Brooklyn. On the 40th move of the 21st game, he counted Spassky's bishop to king 6 with the pawn to rook 4. And it was all over. He came home an American hero. He bragged to the world he beat the Russians, and he delivered. He can now command the same money as heavyweight prize fighters. He was invited to dinner by statesmen and kings. Then Bobby Fischer made the most original and unexpected move of all. He disappeared.
Where is he? Maybe he gave up.
Shh. Did you see anything?
I think we lost them.
It's cold. Let's go home.
You have to find us in 2 hours. I say we go.
Hello, boys.
Careful not to use too much, but you want just enough. A little more, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. How's that look to you?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, okay, now rub that in there. Is that a leather drink set up? It's got a great smell, huh? Smell that. Yeah, great, okay. Now, oh.
What's wrong?
I forgot to buy a ball. Do you believe it? You gotta put a ball in the pocket, a hard ball, to get the shape right. It'll work. Okay. Put that in like that. Bend that over. All right, get in bed. Tomorrow, I buy a real baseball. You know what? I don't believe this. I can't believe it.
What?
You're 7. Happy birthday. Good night, Josh.
Good night.
That's the best you got? Mm-mm. You ain't got nothing. You sure you play this game? Maybe you want to go down to Chinatown, play some Chinese checkers. Huh? No, that ain't it. That ain't it either. Oh, you want that? Okay, you can have that. Oh, but you can't have that. No, that's my baby. No, you got to take her out of here. You got to leave with that. What, you want to trade queens? You can't trade queens with me. I ain't in the trading business. What, I look like a merchant to you? What you trying to do? No, you're going to have to do much better than that, boss. Much better than that. Shirazi, the Grandmaster's here. What, you come to hustle me, Grandmaster? You come to hustle the hustler? Don't look at my clock. My time is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just go come into my office and take my money?
Come on, Josh, let's go.
Come on, Grandmaster, show me something. Show me something, Grandmaster. All right, check to His Majesty. No. Back up. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You can't have it. Hello. See, yeah, run. That's right. Run. Somebody call the police. The man is loitering. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir? I noticed your sign.
Where is your camera?
No, my son would like to play a game of chess with you.
It's over. You lose.
Thanks.
What's his name?
Josh.
Josh what?
Let's go, Josh. Don't tell him your last name.
Josh Waitskin. I'm going to watch out for you, Josh Waitskin. Tell these potses I used to watch you play in the park like Bobby Fischer used to show them this. Your boy used pieces in combination to attack, lady.
Shut up, man. Look what you did.
Where's Josh?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Eddie.
Come here. Give me a hand.
1-9 minutes.
No score.
I took Josh to the park today. He played chess.
Josh doesn't know how to play chess.
Yes, he does. Don't ask me how, but he does.
You gonna write about sports like your dad when you grow up, or you gonna play?
I'm gonna play. Second base for the Yankees.
Because you're the second baseman.
Careful. Oh, here.
Hey. Look what I found. Want to play a game?
Why?
For fun.
Let's go to the ocean instead and get some brochures.
Sure. Josh, your dad wants to see you play. Like with the men in the park?
Hey, it'll be fun. Then we'll go to a dealership. Now go easy on me. It's been a while since I played. Check. Oh, checkmate. You see, I've got you here and here. See?
Can we go to the dealership now?
Sure. P can get your coat. Yeah, I know. I should have let him win one. I gave him every opportunity.
He wasn't trying to win.
Oh, no? Come on, Pudge.
It doesn't matter.
No, say what you mean.
You don't get it? Doesn't want to beat his daddy.
She thinks you're throwing the game. You know what that means? Throwing the game?
Mm.
Well, this time, really try.
I was trying.
Well, I know you were, but we're going to play one more just for fun, okay?
Josh, it's okay to beat him. You won't hurt his feelings.
Your move.
Your move, Josh.
Did you move that pawn?
I moved a pawn, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Move my horse in front of my king.
You mean your knight?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gonna lose his queen.
Oh, really?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Can we go out now?
Well, the game's not over yet, Josh.
Yes, it is. Bobby Fischer was six when his mother moved the family to a small apartment near Ebbetsfield. At night, when the traffic noise died down, he could hear the roar of the crowd from the stadium. His sister brought him games to a museum while their mother was at work. Monopoly, Parcheesi, chess. Even though she was 5 years older, she was soon no match for him. It became more interesting for him to play against himself. He'd play both sides of the board, equally hard, careful to be fair. But he always won.
Yeah. Shadoop.
What are you doing?
Shadoop.
Shadoop? You moved the piece.
I did not move the piece. I adjusted the piece. Shadoop.
You didn't adjust the piece. You moved the piece, then no, you took it back.
No, I adjusted because I like the...
Who are you with again?
No. You picked up the piece and...
The Hadassah chapter on Staten Island. What did you have in mind? Lecture? Exhibition?
I'm looking for Bruce Pendlethorpe.
What are you prepared to pay?
$30. Do you know how much I'm accustomed to getting for a lecture?
Want to play?
Can I have one of those? Guess I'll be there. Yes, I am agreeing to the $30. Yes, I have it. Bye.
I work for a newspaper.
I don't know where Bobby Fischer is.
No, I was talking to the guy at my paper who writes the chess column. He told me I could find Bruce Pandolfini here. I'm looking for a teacher for my son.
I don't teach anymore.
Well, he was sure that you did.
I don't.
Thanks.
What was the score?
33-8.
33-8? Whoa, what'd you do?
3 home runs, 3 triples, and 2 singles.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I almost had 4 home runs, but I slipped coming home from third.
Yeah, how you playing this game? Ah, what you looking?
Come on, you want to smoke?
Never play defensive, but always attack. Even when you retreat, you attack. You understand?
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're playing chess, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Make him run. You got me in trouble. I'm on the run. What can I do? Where can I go? Come on, John.
Young Fisher.
Come after me. Come after me. There you go. Outstanding. Outstanding. Nothing I can do now. Major trouble. Major trouble. I got big problems now.
That's it.
This goes like this.
Yeah.
This goes like this.
Yeah, that's...
And this can go over pieces.
And that piece will go over here.
And the pawn go...
Like
And the pond.
Bob.
The pond can take like this.
The pond.
You sneak in here again, Katya?
Yeah.
Come on. It's way past your bedtime. Say goodnight to your brother.
Goodnight.
Mom?
Yeah.
Does Vinny sleep in the park?
To be honest with you, I have no idea where he lives.
Well, I was thinking, maybe he could sleep in my top bunk instead. And then when I get almost to sleep in it, he could sleep down here.
You have a good heart. And that's the most important thing in the world.
Oye, Carlitos, ven aquí, ayúdame con esta cosa.
Glad you could make it. How's it going?
All right.
Great. That's great. So what do you think? Have you ever been to a tournament before?
No.
Oh, well, you're in luck, man. This is one of the most prestigious. The talent gathered here is the strongest in the country. Everybody's here.
Joel Benjamin, former U.S. champion. Among the 6 highest-rated players in the country. Man in the corner's Roman Zinji Hashvili. 2-time U.S. champion. A few years ago, he was ranked among the top 10 players of the world. Asa Hoffman. He's the son of 2 lawyers. He grew up on Park Avenue, went to Columbia and Horace Mann before dropping out to play chess full-time. He plays about 200 chess tournaments a year. Asa. Asa. How much do you make at the tournaments altogether? About $2,000 a year?
Look at that. I got him thinking. Maybe I can win a pawn. Clearly, you had me come here so I could see all this. But if you really wanted me to say no to letting my son play, you wouldn't have bothered. You want me to think you want me to say no. But you actually want me to say yes.
You have no idea what I want. What is chess, do you think? Those who play for fun are not at all. Dismiss it as a game. The ones who devote their lives to it for the most part insist that it's a science, it's neither. Bobby Fischer got underneath it like no one before him and found at its center art. I've spent my life trying to play like him. Most of these guys have. But we're like forgers. We're competent fakes. His successor wasn't here tonight. He wasn't here. He's asleep in his room in your house. Your son creates like Fisher. He sees like him. Inside.
You can tell that by watching him play some drunks in the bar.
Yes. You want to know what I want? I'll tell you what I want. I want back what Bobby Fischer took with him when he disappeared. You're his father. It's your decision.
Josh, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi, Josh.
This is Bruce.
Hi.
Well, I'll let you two in. I'll be downstairs.
Basketball.
Supposedly he used to really be someone, some sort of master level something.
Used to.
Well, yeah. Well, he doesn't play anymore on the circuit or whatever they call it.
Well, he's interesting.
Mr. Green in the conservatory with a candlestick.
Wench.
I need to talk to you, Dad, for a minute. I'll see you next week, okay?
Great.
I really had a great time, Josh.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
First lesson went very well, I think.
Oh, good.
So, were you guys talking about chess up there?
No, it didn't come up. So I'll see you next Saturday, then.
Right.
That's great. So long.
How about some Pac-Man next week, Josh?
Pac-Man and pizza.
Great.
Okay.
I'll see myself out.
It was very nice meeting you.
Mate is four moves from the position in front of you. Don't move until you figure it out in your head. Don't look to me for a hint.
I can't do it without moving the pieces.
Yes, you can. Clear the lines of men in your head, one at a time, and the king will be left standing alone, like a guy on a street corner. Here, I'll make it easier for you.
Mate to C8.
Yes. I want to show you something else.
this is very rare. It says Master Chess Certificate awarded to, and there's a blank here for a name, for highest achievement on this day of blank 1900 and blank. It's a mysterious and powerful thing. It's only been given out, I don't know, a few times in history. And then only to those who achieve a lot of masterclass points. Then there's a big ceremony and so on.
How do you get masterclass points?
You earn them. You just earned 10 for that knight to C8. 10. 10. Master. Class.
Ideas are like pieces of his body he's reluctant to give up. For instance, he simply can't cope with being told not to bring his queen out too early in the game. Why shouldn't he? He's won many a game in Washington Square, and exactly that. Why is this suddenly wrong?
Try getting him to brush his teeth sometime.
What I'm trying to teach him and what he's learning there are two very different things. Park hustlers play tactics, not position. They rely on wild, unpredictable moves meant to intimidate their opponents. Great. In a 2-minute speed game for drug money, but it'll cost Josh dearly in real games.
Well, he's learning some new words.
I was wondering if you could keep him from playing there so much.
Sure.
No. It'd kill him not to play in the park. He loves it.
Just makes my job harder.
Then your job's harder.
What are you talking about? We're already packed. We're like out the door.
Make sure his laces are tied if there's escalators.
I don't know why I said it's okay in the first place.
Well, you didn't. He wants to do this.
I should have dissuaded him then.
Bruce.
I played in tournaments. I grew up playing in them. They have nothing to do with what's important. Winning and losing, that's all they're about.
And what's wrong with that?
It's not chess.
Ah, chess is art.
That's right.
No, chess is you appreciating the beauty of Josh's play at $60 an hour. Now, are you going to be ready to go in 30 minutes or not? That's what I need to know.
He's not coming.
Will you let me talk to him?
Hold on. Josh!
I don't
know. Hello.
Hi.
Josh, how are you doing? You're excited?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to be able to make it. I've got some things I have to take care of.
That's okay.
I'll be thinking of you, though. You're going to do very annoyed. And I'll see you when you get back.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye. Don't bring your queen out too.
great.
Which one's yours? Over there by the steps.
Oh, what's that? That one's mine. Looks like they're friends already. What's his rating?
$1,500? Yeah.
How old is he?
Seven.
Well, you know, I doubt that they'll be playing each other then. I mean, Morgan's not rated 1,000 yet.
$1,500?
I want to remind you to conduct yourselves like adults. I don't want any trouble. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're going to watch the game, do so from behind the player. No throat noises. No comments. No eye contact. Nobody cares if you're guilty or not. All behave yourselves. I think we'll all have a very good time. I'm not kidding.
I don't think it would be
asked for. Yeah, my daughter needs a little help.
Oh,
this
is unfair.
Start your clock.
Lucky you don't get nervous at these things.
Your son wins his game and my son wins his. They'll be playing each other in the final round.
I can hardly wait.
Hey, it's only a game. I'm going to get myself a tuna fish sandwich. Can I get you a sandwich?
No, that's...
I'm going to get you a tuna fish sandwich.
we did fun.
Josh is in trouble. He's down another pond.
Don't you believe it. Your boy will pull it out.
No, he's fouling too much material. He's going to lose.
Knight takes rook.
He didn't just hung his rook.
He probably sacrificed it for position. He's probably still got the advantage.
It's over.
In school, before he dropped out, Bobby studied chess books, while his teachers taught other things. When they told him to put his books away, or took them away, he studied in his head. When a science report came back to him once, with the words "not satisfactory" written across the top, he wrote under it, just as big, "tough." He was 14 and had already beaten the strongest adult players in the country to become the youngest U.S. champion ever.
Well, it's on the mound. I'll take the signal. Wind up.
Call you when we get there. Bye. Yes. Look at this. Look at this. Is it? None of you passes ever want anything like this.
Do me a favor. Shut up. We're trying to play a game now, right?
Instead of high five. I could have gotten in the bag, though.
Come on, Bruce!
All right.
First place.
Mr. Waitkin?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, me too. Hey, this is really great.
Oh, isn't that, man? The children worked very hard getting it ready. I understand from Josh you just got back from Washington. Mm-hmm. I think that's super.
Yeah, it was great.
He told us all about the hotel.
Yeah, well, he was really impressed with that.
He's been taking him a lot of places lately.
Well, I think it's good. I think it's important for a kid to travel. You know, it's a great education. They start to realize there's more to the world than Washington Square.
Yes. He's been talking a lot about Washington Square, too. Let's see. We've heard about hotels in Syracuse, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington now. And that seems to be all he can remember. Not the White House or the Capitol Building or the Lincoln Memorial.
And you're wondering why that is? It's because I'm a rotten father. You're right. I drag him all over the country for my own selfish reasons.
Fred? Is Josh falling behind in his schoolwork?
He is, but I'm more concerned about other things, like his friendships.
There's a problem there?
There could be.
Well, is there or isn't there?
Mr. Waitkin, I'm sure he's very good at this chess thing, but that isn't really the issue.
Chess thing.
I'm sure he's very good at it, but it worries me. If I could make an analogy.
Chess thing.
If it was like, say, I don't know, cards. Pinochle. For instance.
Pinochle.
Fred.
Bonnie, she's comparing chess to pinochle. What am I supposed to say to that?
She's trying to make a point. Maybe we should listen. Vinny thinks he's spending too much time at it, too.
Vinny? Vinny's a drug addict. I'm supposed to listen to his opinion, too? I'm sorry, but your analogy is a very bad one. If you want to make a comparison to something, compare it to something that makes sense. Compare it to math or music or art, because otherwise it belittles him and it and me.
No, I don't mean to belittle you at all.
Oh, but you are. You are. Even in the way you're looking at me.
Mr. Waitkin, I think perhaps...
You want to know how good he is? I'll tell you how good he is. He is better at this than I have ever been at anything in my life. He is better at this than you'll ever be at anything. My son has a gift. He has a gift. And once you acknowledge that, then maybe we'll have something to talk about. Josh. Chess is what it's called. Not the chess thing. Chess.
What's its number?
Well, it doesn't have a number. It's a private school. Only the public schools have numbers. It's called Dalton. You know, you can still see your friends whenever you want, after school or on weekends, when there's not a tournament. Your friend Morgan goes there.
Morgan goes there?
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't go there unless it was great, right? That's the best. They, even have a chess class.
What's the yard like?
The yard?
Do they have to climb on?
Well, I'm sure it does. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's great. So, what do you think?
If you say it's great, then it has to be.
It's a mistake.
What was wrong with the old school?
I don't know. I guess it was no good.
And the new one's better?
They have chess class.
They have a chess class. Are you okay?
something going on over there.
Bobby Fischer.
Check. Check. Trick or treat.
Why is Black better? Take your time.
Why did more pawn islands?
Which is White's weakest island?
The isolated pawn. Only the king can save it.
That's right. That's very good. You just earned 20 master class points.
You're studying up on your end game, Bruce.
Josh, go get yourself a coat for 3 days. Get yourself a coat. What do you want?
Hello, how are you? How have you been? How's your health? Any one of these would be appropriate. I want to join the club. Well, actually, not me, my young friend, Jonathan, here.
I suggest you bring him back in a couple of years.
We'd like an application. If it's not too much trouble. My student since he was 4 years old. His parents have given him to me.
Does nothing but play chess.
No other interest.
He goes to school.
Oh, no.
Well, that's great. You should be proud of yourself.
I am. You should watch him play. He reminds me of you. Only he never gives up.
Josh.
It's not a part of his character. He's not going to disappoint his teacher.
Cottage was entirely destroyed. The monster screamed once more in agony and hatred and retreated backward to seek refuge in the woods. Well, then it gets really scary because they chase him and light torches and stuff. So we'll get to that tomorrow.
Good night, Tiger.
Good night.
Maybe we shouldn't go to the state finals.
What are you talking about? Of course we're going. That's what we've worked so hard for.
If I win, everybody will say, well, of course he won. He's a top-ranked player. But if I lose...
You won't lose, Josh.
What if I do?
You won't.
I'm afraid I might.
Josh, they're afraid. They're terrified of you. Now you get some sleep.
Maybe it's better not to be the best. Then you can lose, and it's okay. It took people a while to realize he was really gone. He disappeared before. Once for 18 months, for crushing defeat of Petrosian in Belgrade. But when he didn't show up in Manila in 75 to defend his title, they took it away from him and gave it back to the Russians.
I'm standing here with Fred Waitskin. I hope I pronounced that right. Tell me, Fred. What's it like being a chess parent?
Well, in my case, the hardest part is keeping track of my son's toy cars. That and making sure he's something other than freight cars.
Your son's the odds-on favorite, I understand.
He's rated number one in his division, yes.
So, every other parent in this room hates you. I'm just kidding, Fred.
Thank you, sir. He can go to his table.
Thank you.
Next,
that was quick.
I hate this part.
Seven moves. Seven. How is it possible to lose in seven moves?
Maybe I don't really have it.
Well, you know, that's not true. That's not why this happened. I don't understand why this happened. Why did this happen? Well, think. Take your time.
More time than you took losing to that boxer and figure it out. Did you fall for a trap? Did you bring your queen out early, even though Bruce warned you time and again about that?
Maybe he chose better than me.
No, don't tell me that kid's better than you, because he isn't.
Why are you standing so far away from me?
Natural ability, Bobby Fischer studied harder than any player who ever lived. He woke up every morning thinking about chess. He went to bed thinking about it. He dreamt about it. Why? Isn't it enough to be a natural? If you don't care about winning, it's enough. But he wanted to win. He had to win. He had to be champion. And in order to do that, he had to work, which is what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. Promise you won't argue moves with me, no matter how much you think you're right.
I promise.
Everything I tell you, imagine it's coming from him. Because I know every game he ever played. So in effect, he's going to be teaching you, and you'll become him.
Promise.
All right. Some new rules. No more speed chess. I know you like it. I know it's fun, but it's no good. It ruined our Barkov. And it'll ruin you. And no more games in Washington Square. They're potsers, and they're teaching you all the wrong things.
They're not potsers.
They're losers. And unless you want to end up just like them, you'll stay away.
They're not potsers.
I mean it. Now, which one is you?
What do you mean?
I mean, which one is you?
None of them. They're just pieces.
This is you.
What's your best move?
Rook to d1.
What about taking on e5?
What about it?
You didn't consider it.
I did.
You didn't. You're still not considering it. Sit up.
Well, I'm right, though. Rook to d1 is the best move.
That's not the point. You didn't study the board. You're moving before. I know the answers. Give me your book.
Why?
Give me your book.
Why?
You just lost some masterclass points, Tiger.
I can't lose points.
No, you just lost some more for arguing with me.
One team we got enough.
What's happening?
What's happening? I've got a whole lot of talking. Don't do too much.
Project sex, man.
Ooh, it hurts. What? I told you.
Do you know what the word contempt means? It's to think of others as being beneath you. To be unworthy of being in the same room with you.
I don't feel that.
Well, you better start. Because if you don't think it's a part of winning, you're wrong. You have to have contempt for your opponents. You have to hate them.
But I don't.
They hate you. They hate you, Josh.
I don't hate them.
Bobby Fischer held the world in contempt.
I'm not him.
You're telling me.
And in the final revision, in first place, with perfect 6 out of 6, John and Paul.
Quits move. Can't be expected anytime soon.
How many points is it worth?
To make the opening move?
Yes.
Forget the points.
How much is it worth if I do it?
Do it for its own sake. Do it for the love of the game.
I want to know how close I am to getting the certificate.
Forget the certificate.
But I want to know.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't care.
I don't understand.
It's White's move.
I want the certificate.
You want the certificate. You have to have the certificate. You won't move until you get the certificate. You win. Here's your certificate.
Fill it out. Doesn't mean anything.
It's a piece of paper. It's a Xerox of a piece of paper. Do you want another one?
Do you want 10? Do you want 20? 30? I've got a briefcase full of them. They mean nothing.
They mean nothing.
Get out of my house.
To put a child in a position to care about winning and not to prepare him is wrong.
Get out of my house.
Look, I know you don't want to admit it, but he's right. I mean, you wouldn't sign your kid up for Little League and then not get him a glove. You equip him.
It's over.
Bonnie, he's in a slump. This is a slump. It happens. You get into a slump, you get out of it eventually. What you don't do is give up.
Like baseball to you.
Hey, it's like anything. If you're afraid to lose, you lose. If you lose, you get more afraid. He's afraid.
He's not afraid of losing. He's afraid of losing your love. How many ball players grow up afraid of losing their father's love every time they come up to the plate?
All of them!
He knows you disapprove of him. He knows you think he's weak. But he's not weak. He's decent. And if you, or Bruce, or anyone else tries to beat that out of him, I swear to God, I'll take him away.
When did you start to get serious about chess?
I got serious, well, I was always pretty serious about it, you know. I was maybe 7.
People say they've seen letters from him over the years, but never show them. They say he lost his nerve. and will never play again. They say he lost his mind and roamed the streets of Los Angeles, hiding out under fiend's name. Some people say he's dead. I think he's laying low and getting stronger, waiting for just the right moment to come back and reclaim his crown.
Hey, Josh. What happened to your room?
I cleaned it.
Hey, you know, you don't have to do this anymore. You could give it up, and it's all right with me. In fact, I want you to.
How can I do that?
What do you mean? You just do it.
But I have to win.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't.
But you told me I did.
Well, I'm telling you now that you don't.
But I do. I do.
Why?
Because I have to.
Why? It doesn't mean anything. It's just a game.
No, it isn't.
To you.
Queenside, come and get me.
Put it out. Josh is playing.
He didn't teach you how to win. He taught you how not to lose. That's nothing to be proud of. You're playing not to lose, Josh. You've got to risk losing. You've got to risk everything. You've got to go to the edge of defeat. That's where you want to be, boy. On the edge of defeat.
What?
But what? Play.
Never play the board, always the man. You got to play the man playing the board. Play mean. I'm your opponent. You have to beat me, not the board. Beat me.
You're not who I have to play.
You're playing me now. Come on, beat me.
Better? All right.
better, yes. Come on, move. Good, yeah. All right, better. Yeah. Good, move. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, move. Ooh, yeah, good, 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 move. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, good, yeah. What's that?
Me.
How's it going?
All right.
How's Josh?
He's good. Sit down.
Still planning on going to Chicago for the
Nationals?
Yeah.
I've seen you both at the park.
Yeah, we've been hanging out there a lot.
Think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do. He's playing better than ever.
How would you know that?
You're right. I don't know. But what I do know is that he likes playing again. For the first time in a long time.
I know you think what you're doing is the best thing for him, but I've got to tell you, I think you're setting him up for the biggest disappointment of his life. That other kid isn't spending his afternoons riding bikes and playing Pac-Man. I can guarantee you that.
I'm doing the only thing I know how to do for Josh. I don't know what else to do.
Don't let him go down there to lose. That's what you can do for him. You're his father. Forbid it.
I can't do that.
Fred, he's going to get killed. And there's not going to be much left of him. You've no idea what a fall like this can do to you.
I think I do. You know what? You should come down with us. It would mean a lot to him to have you there.
That I can't do.
That's not right, okay? That's not what Capablanca did. See, you want to be patient. Fools rush in. You want to go to the seventh rank.
Hi, Morgan. Josh, where have you been? Fishing. Whoa, look at this. No chess boards, no chess books. I wasn't even allowed to talk about chess for 2 whole weeks. Just fish. Well, it was my dad's idea.
Hey, Caleb, how's it going?
Fishing?
Sure.
The 200 young players finding their seats behind me represent some of the strongest chess minds of any age in the country. Traveling from as far away as Alaska and Hawaii, they've come here to compete against each other over the course of the next 2 long, grueling days. To become champion, one must win all 7 games, I understand.
That's right, Honor.
This is Donovan Clennon, director of the National Scholastic Championship. Tell me, is the next Bobby Fischer somewhere in this room?
This girl you're playing is ranked 82nd. If I get through it quick,
You could rest before the next round. Okay?
Okay.
See you in a little while.
Bye.
Bye. Josh. Good luck.
Some of you may be unfamiliar with sudden death rules. If you're writing, move down. If either player gets down to where there's less than 5 minutes left, it's no longer your responsibility to write your move down. Is that clear? Good luck. One more thing. If you have a problem,
Morgan.
If you have a problem, you don't have to discuss it with your opponent. All these people with purple hats around here, they'll be wandering around. Just put your hand up and they'll straighten it out, okay? Just hold up your hand, they'll see. Don't argue with your opponent. That's ridiculous. Okay? Good luck. Start your clock.
How are you feeling? Scared?
I can't beat him.
You might be right. I'm not supposed to say that, but you know I was lying if I said anything else. I have something for you. It says, this is to certify that Josh Waitzkin, on this day, has in the eyes of his teacher attained the rank of Grand Master. I have never been so proud of anyone in my life. I'm honored to call myself your teacher.
so scared.
I know.
Can you stay until it's over?
Will I stay? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
There are only so many things you can teach a child. And finally, they are who they are. Good luck.
Good luck.
Start your clock.
What's happening? Why isn't he moving?
Letting his time run. Trying to psych Josh out.
Josh, don't even think about it.
Bring her out.
Keep her back.
Bring her out, Josh.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Is it over? He's setting them up. Josh is setting them up now. I told him that.
Trick or treat.
who made a mistake.
Look deep, Josh. It's there. It's 12 moves away, but it's there. You've got him. Take his pawn with your pawn. G takes F6, forking his bishop and rook. Don't take back with your bishop. You'll leave that to guard E7. He'll take back, either with his bishop or his knight. When he does, this is the hard part. Sacrifice your rook. Capture him on F6 and give him check. His king has to take your rook. He takes F6. Give him a knight check on D7, forking his king and his rook. He'll move to safety. King F5. Take his rook with your knight. He'll take back with his king. And you've got him. Don't move until you see it.
I can't see it.
Don't move until you see it.
I can't see it.
Don't move until you see it.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Here, I'll make it easier for you. He's got it.
He's got it. How do you know he's got it?
He's got it.
What? Come on, move. What's that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
He's offering him a draw.
I'm offering you a draw. Draw. You've got to be kidding. You've lost. You just don't know it. I've lost. Look at the board. I have. Take the draw, or I'll share the championship. Take the draw. Move. Check. Good game.
Thank you.
See this look, Josh wasted.
Morgan, when are you... Morgan. Can you come here?
I tried to give him a way out.
I know you did.
Why did you bring this thing out so early? That's what I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Are you listening to me?
What happened? You had lost, that's all. What did your dad say? You should have taken out your mate. Instead of your queen, you took out your queen to Whirly. I do that too. That's all he said? Pretty much. Morgan? You wanna know a secret? I'm gonna tell you a secret. You're a much stronger player than I was at your age. Thanks.